This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on. The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. The wait is over. Wendy's Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad is back. And as the event of the summer, featuring freshly prepared ingredients like a mix of salad greens, grilled chicken, oven-baked crispy applewood smoked bacon, candied almonds, Italian cheese blend, and to top it all off, fresh summer strawberries, all beautifully tossed together and served inside a sweet champagne vinaigrette. Only at Wendy's. Don't miss the fan favorite, the Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Full cast of characters here today. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Oh, my God. He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Other side of the glass is AR, Adam Roberts, executive producer. Doing a fine job as well. Andrew Brand, former Packers executive, SI, Sunday 7 newsletter that he puts out on Sundays. He joins us coming up in 1.5 hour to talk more about this Deshaun Watson hearing going on and possible penalty or suspensions coming towards Deshaun Watson from the National Football League. Want to keep it, though, to the Milwaukee Bucks and Chris Middleton now. We kind of brought it up yesterday in the air, Leroy and myself, talking about, you know, kind of free agency, who is here for how long and so forth. And we got into looking at Chris Middleton. And the reason it came up was, I believe, Gary, he asked if we would trade, I believe it was Anthony Davis from his Lakers, for Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. Would you take Anthony Davis for Middleton and Drew Holiday? My answer was no. No, I don't want Anthony Davis for Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday.
Well, Anthony Davis is never going to stay healthy.
Correct. Yes. Totally. Totally.
So you know you're going to get more out of Middleton.
Right. And Holiday is solid at point guard. They don't even have a point guard in L.A. for the Lakers, so they would get two positions at that point. Okay, so we were talking about that yesterday. Then comes an article about ESPN, or not ESPN, CBS, sorry, CBS Sports, about the top guys that are up and could sign extensions once free agency gets going here. Chris Middleton, one of those guys, averaged 20 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists or whatever, and those were his numbers for this year. They write, is Milwaukee confident that the 30-year-old Middleton will age well? He has a player option worth more than $40 million in 23-24, and they can extend him through 26-27. The Bucks can legally pay him an average salary of about $50 million a year on a 3-year deal if he picks up that option, or a 4-year deal if he declines the option, but don't expect them to do that. A more realistic scenario is a short-term extension at a smaller number that keeps Milton under contract until 2025, the earliest that Giannis can hit free agency, or 2026. I think that when you look at this scenario here and you look at the Milwaukee Bucks and what they're trying to accomplish, I think it makes the most sense to look at where Giannis's contract is, when it ends, and then essentially sync Middleton up with Giannis and have them have their expiring contracts kind of go together. So free agency will hit for Giannis in one of 2 years. He has a player option, Gary, for 2025-2026, mm-hmm. $51.9 million.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what the max money will be by that point.
Right.
So he may opt out and try and get another huge deal. He'll only be 31.
Mm-hmm.
If he says, I'll play it out and go to free agency in 2026, he's an unrestricted free agent,
mm-hmm.
and then he can do whatever he wants. So the earliest he can get to free agency, if by choice, would be after the 24-25 season.
Mm-hmm.
Middleton is under contract this year, and then next year, 23, he has a player option, and then he hits free agency in 24-25. So if the Bucks are thinking about this long-term and figuring out what they want to do, it would make the most sense to essentially extend him, essentially decline the player option or whatever the case
extend
may be.
Extend him when?
Maybe you do it this summer. Maybe you do it right now and don't worry about the player option after this upcoming season
for
Middleton.
So extend him for how long?
I would extend him through...
3 years?
Yeah, through 25-26.
That makes him how old then? 35? 34?
Let's see.
Because to me, it's really going to be about the age for me. It's gonna be the age is the number for me.
I think it's 35, but
35?
I'll double check it to make sure I'm right. It would be, 23-24 season is 32,
mm-hmm.
33, so 34. Okay. Would be the last year of his deal.
Now we're talking, maybe I do that if you extend him now.
Right.
I could do that.
Then it becomes, how much are you going to extend him at? Because
right.
his player option's $40 million next year. And CBS Sports is going, well, they're not going to give him $50. Are
no.
we sure?
No, they're not giving him $50.
Well, he's not going to take a three-year extension for the same amount of money as his player option. He's going to want it to be incremental, getting bigger, right? He's not going to flatline and go, I'll just play three more years at $40 million and he'll give me a raise any year after that.
I think that's what Ty Winnie said today.
I can't see that happening.
I believe that's what he said.
If I'm Middleton, if I'm going to do this extension, I'm getting a pay raise out of this.
Well, no,
if I'm signing it out.
Middleton just want to stay here.
Middleton.
Pay cut, yeah.
With Giannis.
Mm-hmm. He won't take the max.
Well, for their sake.
That's what Ty said. I don't know.
Ty Winnis Eurostep podcast. He was on in the first hour of the show.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Jacob, south side of Milwaukee. You are next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy Butler.
Oh, what's going on, guys? My favorite afternoon show, Milwaukee. Good
what's
to hear
going
from
on, Jacob?
You.
Give in
me
the
a good,
state of Wisconsin, Jacob.
Give me a good take, Jacob. Don't let me down.
I'll give you, I mean, I don't know if it's really a hot take.
Just give me a good one.
It's one that's not going to be popular, but.
Oh, boy.
Like, it never
I remember,
is, Jacob.
I heard there was something that kept being thrown around. It's like, oh, the Bucks probably win the title this year with Middleton. I agree. I think that's true. But I also think that you can still trade a Middleton and that you could still win a title without him because they almost got there without him. It sucks that the things went down the way that they did, but I'm looking at the Bucks title window, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Giannis is, what, 28?
Giannis.
27, or he's going to be 28?
He under 30.
Giannis will be 28 this upcoming season, mm-hmm. yes.
The way I look at it right now is we've got a two-year window with Middleton signed. We've got Holiday. Lopez will be gone after this year.
Really, though?
So my thought process is let's extend this window. I don't want a Giannis window to be 2 years. Then we're in a rebuild, and then Giannis's contract's coming up, and he's like, why am I sticking around here? I look at a guy like Middleton, and a lot of this stuff, yes, he's a great player. He made me a believer. I was never the biggest Middleton fan, but he's won me over. But I look at the fact that he is 30. He's already had the one major injury, which was the quad, and then he gets dinged up here and there. And from an asset management standpoint, the idea is you want to buy low and sell high, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Chris Middleton coming off, was it two or three straight All-Star appearances, I don't think his value will ever be higher. And I want to see this Bucks window with Giannis be until Giannis is in his mid-30s or, you know, late-30s even. So if you want to stay young, and I'm not saying I'm just dealing Middleton at all costs, but if the right deal comes along where a team is willing to offer you a young premium asset, maybe some salary relief, I might be convinced to pull the trigger there just because they're going to need some younger talent around Giannis because – given how bad this Bucks team is at finding young talent, they're probably going to have to look elsewhere to get it. I don't have any faith in them on doing it through the draft because they've been the worst drafting team for the last 30 years in the NBA. So again, it's not just black and white. Do we want Middleton? Do we not want him? It's circumstances. And right now, if the right deal were to come along, circumstantially, yes, I would trade Chris Middleton.
Okay,
all right, thanks for the call.
Circumstantially.
Ain't no young talent you're going to put around Giannis going to win a championship. The only way you're going to win a championship, you put grown men around it.
Right. That's but just younger.
But that's just a fact.
Yeah,
by the time you develop these guys, he's going to be gone. You had DiVincenzo. Let him go.
Yeah, him too.
Right? I mean, you had the young talent. You drafted him. He turned out to be good. See you later, because you wanted a grown man to win a championship. This draft thing, y'all can have. I want to see the numbers on it. How many people watched it? After you got past the fifth, sixth player, you're like, hey, man. I mean, Patrick Baldwin Jr., fire. I mean, can we know him? Happy for him. You know, the Bucks pick. You know, you got to, I don't think, not a shooter. Got to learn. You can say that about all these guys. But you talking about winning now. That brings me to what me and Steve talked about yesterday.
What was that?
Hey, man, let me have him. If y'all don't want him, because it seems like—
Who's let me?
Lakers. I'm trying to get our team better.
Oh, let me have him.
Yeah, because we couldn't get Kyrie, and I'm glad of that. I'm just saying that Cash
that one in there.
Had—
What we going to get
always
back?
Always been trying to prove himself what to the fan base.
What we going to get back?
What you want?
LeBron.
You ain't got none.
I want LeBron.
I'll stop.
You ain't got nothing.
Give me Giannis, I'll give you LeBron.
You ain't got nothing to give. You ain't got nothing to give back.
You don't know.
Middleton for LeBron.
I don't know. Who you got?
Middleton for LeBron. Would you
do it? That ain't Middleton, player for player.
Yeah.
You would do Middleton for LeBron?
All day, straight up.
So we're not going to have negotiations are over because you're not being fair.
You're right. We should ask for more.
We ask for what you want, but you can't touch LeBron. Anybody else, who you want? You want AD?
Your
no.
Team sucks.
Do you want AD?
No.
Do you want Westbrook?
No. You have nobody on your team other than LeBron.
Hold up.
I'll take back the Grayson Allens of the world and the Pat Connaughtons.
For who?
And Cash, for whatever you want.
And give us who?
All right, fine. Middleton and Grayson Allen for LeBron and a one.
You can't have LeBron.
Sure, we'll do that.
LeBron is off. Just like 34 is off for you guys.
Yeah. Giannis.
Check out Rise on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Giannis is going in his prime.
Who?
Giannis is in his prime.
LeBron numbers, just like he in his prime. I'm just saying.
On a bad team.
Based on, that's why I'm trying to get better. Y'all don't want Middleton.
Who's y'all?
Bucks fans. So I'm proving
Steve, you don't want Middleton?
No, I'm following Middleton.
No, he not. Listen.
But I don't want for the crap on his team outside of LeBron.
But listen, this man can get an extension. This is why he should hit him while he can, Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
He proved him not being there that he's way valuable.
Agreed.
So I agree with Jacob. So I will say this, though. But you also say to yourself, he still got some blame and he didn't even play.
Yeah, he got a lot of blame.
We saw him stand up. He could play. Why can't he play? Man, knee toe up. You don't want a man for it. I mean, listen, we don't want him to do the same thing Batiari did. Rush back and wasn't able to play in the big game. Sit out and get ready for this season. But if y'all don't want him, I think y'all can get AD.
Don't want him.
You ain't the only Bucks fan just because you had a Bucks show for 26 years.
Vandy Davis could stay healthy a little bit.
Just because he ain't picked up a basketball in 5 months.
Gary's got one knee and he's healthier than AD is half the time.
I ain't going to argue that point.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
On one knee.
I'm going to give you Westbrook.
No.
And I'm going to give you AD. For Chris Middleton, I got John Horst's number. Let me get this started.
No way do I want Russell Westbrook.
Well, if you're not going to do that, then give him a 3-year extension.
Fine.
But I'm not with this.
Go ahead, give him a 3-year extension. Fine.
Giannis, and going to look down there and see four babies at the end of the bench. They ain't winning nothing,
Giannis,
man.
Giannis is not going to allow them to move Middleton.
Can you find
it's
out?
Not happening.
But we also agreed that we're not trying to put no young talent around it.
Well,
not doing that.
You, if you don't do it right, you may not have a choice and Middleton walk somewhere else.
Have you not seen what their bench looks like currently?
From just finished?
Right now, exactly what they added at the end of the year, what they've added now in the draft as well. There's a theme going on here with what the Bucks are trying to do with the bench. I'll tell you what it is. Coming up next on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Gary Allerson and Leroy Butler are going to tell us all about the Jewelry Center.
What you got, Roy?
Well, my guy got married, so he gave her the ring yesterday, and Dean stayed under the budget.
Yeah, well, that's
so he took that money.
Mm-hmm. The under the budget money?
Yes. Uh-huh. And bought her a necklace to go with her ring.
Oh.
And he was. Did I tell you that story real quick?
No, you didn't.
He was riding down the street and he heard his mom heard us talking about Dee Murray. She went to the location in Burlington, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So she called him up. You need to call this guy, Dee Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Called, hey, I'm friends with. That's. Leroy's one of my friends. I'm friends with everybody.
Yeah, you are. You're pretty
so he goes in there with a you know a budget or whatever, and they get this thing done, and now she's so happy, he's happy, she's there to pick out what he wants. But I'm just saying, not every jeweler is going to be that personable. They are not doing this in these malls, people. And if you don't have the three locations, fine. Gary, they can go to shop.
ShopTJC.com, Leroy. ShopTJC.com.
Can't make it no easier
where you
than
can
that.
Shop right there and buy just about anything you want to buy at all three of their locations. ShopTJC.com. Matter of fact, you can call them up. Ask for the owner. His name is Dean Murray.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
What's this life?
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. You have that Odyssey app downloaded. You can check out a brand new podcast called Hey Maine. Longtime ESPN host Kenny Maine brings his curiosity and wit to 2400 Sports and a new flagship conversation podcast. Each week, Kenny will talk to someone he knows a little, is fascinated by a lot, athletes, musicians, writers, celebrities, you name it. He very well may end up on the Hey Maine podcast. You can follow Kenny on Twitter at @Kenny_Maine. TU debut episodes include Chris Berman from ESPN and Ben Schwartz, the actor, comedian who's been in Parks and Recreation. So make sure to check out the latest Hey Maine podcast, downloaded on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcast at. Again, it's Hey Maine featuring Kenny Maine, for a longtime ESPN host. Would you give Middleton an extension? And if so, how long and how much? Now, let's get into this conversation here about the Milwaukee Bucks at this point and how this whole thing looks right now. So, when we look at the Bucks and how this whole thing sets up, their needs, as listed by ESPN, a power forward to complement Giannis, because they don't have one, unless they bring back Bobby Portis. Depth at small forward, power forward, and center if Portis does not return, because they have Bobby Portis considered to be a center. And insurance at backup point guard. Now, here are your free agents, guys.
Okay.
Serge Ibaka. Toodles, right? No need in Serge Ibaka?
No.
Okay, so move on from Serge Ibaka. Bobby Portis. We all want Bobby Portis back, yes?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We don't have anybody like him.
Okay, so Bobby Portis. Yeah, Wesley Matthews.
Bobby Kirk.
See, I'm
gone. Gone on Wesley Matthews?
Depends on who you're replacing with. You can't just be letting Jones go and you don't have a replacement.
Yeah, let's keep going. Yeah.
Javon Carter.
Have a nice day.
I'm with who you. Else? Gone. Yeah. You?
Sure.
Okay, fine. Jordan Wara.
Yeah, have a nice day.
Now, he's a restricted free agent, so he can sign a deal, and then you can match it if you want.
I'm not matching it.
But you're both done on Jordan Wara.
Yeah, I'm clear that spot. Yeah.
Okay. And Lindell Wigginton.
Yeah, done.
Yeah,
done with him, too.
Yeah. Clean up. Yeah.
So if you look at that deal.
Wes Matthews, the only joker I look at bringing back.
And Bobby Portis. Huh.
Yes.
Right. So if
just Portis.
If you say just Portis, I'm with you, Leroy, just Portis. That means you essentially are looking to replace five guys on this bench right now.
Hey, what about that? Tell me more about this G Elite League. Those guys.
G League Ignite?
Yeah, that one, both of those leagues. So
that's only one, yeah.
Yeah. Because it has to be another league that what I just said somewhere, and they're just not getting their
shine. Right, probably.
They play with grown men.
Yeah.
NBA guys just like a regular G League, right?
It is so a G League.
No, I'm just saying, when they get drafted out of there, I thought the teams had the rights to those guys already.
No. Okay, so rewind.
That's not the G League.
Rewind.
No, you're right. So the G League, the Bucks G League affiliate is the Herd.
Right.
That's theirs.
Yeah,
right.
So my guy.
Most of these teams have their own affiliate teams.
Okay.
Then they have their own standings. There's like 28 teams or whatever it is.
Okay.
They have their own standings.
Okay.
G League Ignite.
Okay. I ain't heard about this one.
These are these high school players or whatever the case may be, right?
Okay.
That aren't going to college, but come here.
Yes.
Now, Marjon Beauchamp, he was already out a year in college, and then they allowed him to come and play that second year.
Okay. Okay.
With G League Ignite. Okay.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, the COVID scenario that happened.
Right.
Okay. So these guys play against the Herd and some of these other G League teams.
Okay.
But they're not counted in the standings at all. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they don't get win-loss record and can factor into a championship or anything like that.
Yeah.
They practice together themselves as a team. They have their own coach.
Yep.
Jason Hart, I think, was the coach this year, former NBA player.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And then throughout the season, they play random games against some of these G League teams
to
get the experience.
Better competition
than college, for sure.
Because I saw the guys getting
You got some G League guys on some of these rosters that have played in the NBA for a couple of years that are now back in the G League trying to work their way back up.
Yeah.
You know, or vets that were in the NBA now on a G League team trying to get themselves back into the league. So they are playing, my opinion, far better talent. In competition than maybe what you get in college.
Yeah, so Scottie Pippen's son and Shaq's son, who the Lakers signed, just for
why
them
you shaking your head like that?
It's just summer league. Because you could sign to just a summer league deal. You need to develop.
Steve mad with you? Why are you?
I'm not mad with him. It has nothing to do with him.
Why you shaking your head?
We just
then?
Took him for the summer league.
Right, you took him for the
well,
Shaq's son.
What's wrong with
son.
That? Why are you shaking your head?
It goes back to his front office that he's got over there with the Lakers.
It's too many people, man. It's terrible. That's why I value the Bucks, man.
Just
the Bucks,
crazy.
They put one guy majority.
Why are you
let's all get in together.
Steve, I don't understand.
Like for
and
instance,
you get out of horse's way.
Right.
They
so
don't do that with the Lakers.
If
people trying to be
go ahead, Steve.
If LeBron's kid is in the draft and you have a chance to draft him, you got LeBron and you're gonna take Bronny Jr. or Bronny. Fine, go ahead, take his kid. I'm with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Shaq's in his prime or near the end, like LeBron is, but still playing at a high level, and his kid is out there and you want to bring him in, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Shaq's been out of the league for a number of years. This kid doesn't look to be anything other than Shaq's son at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to waste, and I emphasize waste, a valuable roster spot on this kid to go play in the summer league versus some other kid that's probably better that's not going to get the shot because his last name is not O'Neal. That's ridiculous.
It's enough kids.
But
to go
take care
to
of your
those.
Family, right? If Shaq's part of the family, take care of your family.
I told you he wasn't. I told you he was upset about that.
No, I just think that Steve just mad because his dad's successful.
Why isn't Scottie Pippen's kid playing on the Bulls summer league team?
Well, because they didn't pick him. I don't know. I'm just saying, though.
See, I told you.
But if I had a chance
that.
To pick my son, I'm gonna be like Dion. Come to my college.
Well, yes, right? Of course.
Yeah, if you can go then, well, I mean, that's why I don't mind
Patrick Baldwin Jr. Went to play for his dad in Milwaukee.
Right.
Could have went to Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah, but he got in the draft.
He did.
Beauchamp. How you say his name in the first round?
Marjon.
Yeah, Marjon. Yeah.
His dad took him out, you know, went places and kind of was like
Seattle.
Me.
Yeah.
Helicopter dad. It worked.
Yeah.
He got drafted.
Marjon Beauchamp.
It worked.
Yeah.
Right? So that is successful.
Like the ball dad.
Same.
It worked. Stuff.
Same.
Yeah.
It worked. Yeah, I don't mind nobody going to summer league just to get eyes on you. Because if you can't make it, you're going to be in the G League,
right.
G Ignite, G.
All right, Denver coming up next, Andrew Brandt, former Packers executive, SI Sunday 7 newsletter. Don't forget that Strawberry Frosty. Get it right now at Wendy's. A perfect snack. I was outside in the last break. It's hot outside, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Go get yourself a strawberry if your kids play in sports. If they're wearing their jersey, when you go through the drive-thru and go to the restaurant, they get a free small Frosty. Make it a Strawberry Frosty while you're there. These Strawberry Frosties are unbelievable, and they're going fast. And when it's time for Frosty, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. And again, Andrew Brandt, former Packer executive, up next to talk about the situation involving Deshaun Watson and the Texans.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University studios. Joining us now, former Packer executive, Sports Illustrated, the great Sunday 7 newsletter that you subscribe for on his Twitter account at Andrew Brandt. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Sparky, Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler is here, but he just stepped out. He'll be back here at some point. Joining us now is Andrew Brandt. Andrew, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always happy to be with you guys.
We were talking about this earlier in the show about Deshaun Watson and how this whole thing is kind of playing out right now. And now we have one of the people that were suing Deshaun Watson now going after the Texans and suing the Texans as well, pretty much saying that they kind of knew all this was going on and didn't really do anything to kind of stop Deshaun Watson at this point. My point earlier to Gary was, she can't go alone. If it's going to be her and the other 23 of these women that are going after Deshaun Watson, don't step behind her and say, you know, similar things happen to them. I don't think she really has a chance against the Texans. Do you think the Texans get punished at all by the NFL through all of this?
Well, getting punished is a long shot, but involvement may be an issue. I mean, listen, this reporting came out of the New York Times. Jenny Ventris wrote about the Texans and their involvement, and I had her on my podcast. And listen, my antenna were raised. Like, we all do things for our star players that are different. You know, I did it for Brett Favre. I did it for Aaron Rodgers. But these were things like, you know, letting their agent run around a little more than other agents, or just making sure they have what they need in terms of training and facilities at all times. But this just seemed to be a little more. Arranging for rooms, arranging for services. And my antenna were raised on a couple of things. One, should they be doing that? Two, what are we talking about here? Who's paying for that? Who's paying for these services? And it's a salary cap issue, and it's all that. Then you get to the other aspect of it from the lawsuits. You know, I can see the lawyer bringing them in because they were assaulted, in their view, in a room arranged for by the team. So you don't have to be a sharp lawyer to sort of say, well, that doesn't sound right. As to whether they instill some NFL punishment, you know, that's probably a longer shot, but they could get called in to ask about what does arranged for mean.
How you doing, Andrew? It's Leroy Butler.
Hey, my friend.
How you doing, my brother? They get all of us rooms, transportation, places to eat. So if I get food poisoning at one of the places that they arranged for me, they get sued as well. I don't know how they're going to make that work. But my question, I want to take this further with the grand jury, the two grand juries who said they chose not to prosecute. Now, I know that has nothing to do with the NFL. I get that. But you're the perfect person to answer this. How did they structure his contract to get around when the suspension come that they was able to give him some money up front? Or maybe I'm missing something. Didn't they give him some money up front that guaranteed. I know they guaranteed it, but weren't they able to give him some of the money to where it wouldn't, if they suspended him for a year, okay, that salary is wiped out, but they already gave him some upfront money.
Roy, this is the best contract in NFL history, and I don't think it's close. I don't think it's close. There is, and see, that's what I keep coming back to. We were all waiting, especially guys like me, there's these sports nerds, like, who's going to get this contract, the five-year full guarantee? Is it going to be Mahomes? Is it going to be Rodgers? Is it going to be Brady? Is it going to be Josh Allen? It's this guy.
Deshaun Watson.
It's this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, I really want to see Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, if they can, if this becomes precedent, because all these guys are going to say, no, Watson was different. You know, Watson had all these teams bidding. Well, he had teams bidding because the Texans didn't want him. And I just think it's going to be a problem for the league if agents push this contract. Mm-hmm. Now, if they don't, they go back to wherever it is. But specifically to your question, year one is $46 million. It's $1 million salary and $45 million bonus. And the bonus specifically says this is a signing bonus and shall not be subject to any forfeiture due to discipline or suspension. That's as rock solid of $45 million as you're ever gonna get.
No doubt about it.
So sure is.
He's got it. Yeah. It's done. I mean, he's got it in the bank. He's using it to pay off some of these settlements. So
that's a good point.
Well, let me
that's where it is.
Let me ask you this. So I guess we're hearing that maybe it's a 1 year suspension. If that's the case, will he have an opportunity to go in and knock that down to say like
appeal
that and say like maybe it's 8 games, 9 games or something like that? Does that still work?
That's a good question.
Yeah, the new system is this former judge, Sue Robinson, hearing the case right now, I think.
Yep.
NFLPA makes their argument. NFL makes their argument. She decides the initial discipline, and then it is appealable by either side. But to guess who? You know who the answer is. To Roger Goodell, who still has that power. He can affirm the discipline, and he can change the discipline, but he's likely going to rely on her, and we'll see. I mean, they tried to negotiate this before it got into the system, which was the league wanted at least a year. Maybe they could have negotiated a year with him definitely back next year, but NFLPA and Watson's lawyer didn't want that. So here we go. And the thrux of this hearing right now, I think, is they can't rely on player precedent. Because you know what? Roethlisberger got 6 games. Elliott got 6 games. Hunt got 8 games. And there were no criminal charges, like you were talking about. Mm. No criminal charges. But what they are going to argue is Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, Daniel Snyder, sexual misconduct, other kind of misconduct, and no games missed. So we'll see if that is something that the judge accepts and says, oh, okay, that might be interesting. Or the judge says it's different. You know, the judge could say it's not the same.
I know,
but
we got
I
you.
I think he'll be out. I think he'll be out for the year.
I know we got you for a couple more minutes here. Daniel Snyder, your take, how does that end, you believe?
He's made determinations that he's better off incurring the wrath of us not showing up than incurring the wrath of Congress by showing up. So think about that. He doesn't want to answer what is going to be under oath. I don't know. I mean, he got a suspension, supposedly. His wife is running the league, running the team for a year, but you know, he's been pictured at some events. I just think he'll continue to deflect and lawyers and all that stuff. The commissioner protects him for one reason or another. I don't know, but he gets protected.
He sure does. Will it end up in a Clipper situation where he eventually gets forced to sell the team depending on what he says to Congress? I think that's what a lot of people think could happen.
Forced to be a billionaire. Wow.
Yeah, I don't see it because, you know, Sterling with the Clippers, it wasn't just that incident. The people didn't like him, and mainly owners didn't like him.
Right.
For whatever reason, Snyder has some allies. And maybe it's Jerry Jones. I've heard they're very close. So I just don't see it. The other part of this, guys, is I'm not defending Snyder.
Right.
But can you imagine buying into a business? The guy at the Broncos just paid $4.5 billion,
yep.
and you think you could get kicked out if you did something wrong? So I don't think the owners want to do that.
Yeah, it's a good point. Andrew Brand, former Packers executive, Sports Illustrated, of course,
good
the
stuff,
Sunday
Andrew.
7 newsletter. Sign up for it now. All you have to do is go to his Twitter account at Andrew Brand. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. New thing. Instagram Reels. I do these videos every day. If you like them, so
nice.
I'm at Andrew Brandt 2 at Instagram.
Oh, we follow.
All right.
Yep.
Add it to the list of stuff. Andrew Brandt is never bored.
You know it.
Yeah. Never bored. Andrew Brandt. Andrew, thanks so much, man.
Get
appreciate
on TikTok
it.
Too, cuz.
There he is, Andrew Brandt on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Chartering Drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best I ever did.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Speaking of Wendy's, wait is over. Wendy's Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad is back, and it's the event of the summer. Featuring freshly prepared ingredients like a mix of salad greens, grilled chicken, oven-baked, crispy applewood smoked bacon, candied almonds, Italian cheese blend, and top it all off, fresh summer strawberries. Yummy. All beautifully tossed together. Start with a side of sweet champagne vinaigrette. Only at Wendy's. Don't miss a fan favorite. The Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and, oh my God, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. He is Leroy Butler. Any early responses to people that are out purchasing the lemonade and iced tea?
It's flying off the shelves.
The Leaping Lemonade.
Yeah.
Seeing people tweeting pictures of cases of it lined up in stores and so forth.
It's been an amazing response. It really has. And it was just something I just kind of thought about because we was like, well, we're going to do some lemonade. I said, wait a minute. My homeboy got some lemonade, Robinade. Who's your homeboy?
Homeboy.
People don't always talk like that. 19. And then they say, who is 19? Who's the most famous 19 in the world? Robin Young? Yes. Yes. Oh, I didn't know players called each other numbers. I said, you haven't been listening to the Big Show.
Clearly not, because that's how Leroy lives his life. Is by
everybody else do
numbers.
It, too. I ain't the only one.
Right.
Ask Gary. I ain't the only one.
Well, Devontae said 12 the other
too.
Day. Didn't he say 12?
Yeah.
No,
12
Watson.
Yeah, 12.
The
all
second
of
round
12,
pick.
Yeah,
I got to make 12 happy. I got to come in do a curl. So I'm just saying it's been great. But shout out to Kroger, though. Kroger got their own delivery service now. Actually, up in Pleasant Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate them. We did a ribbon cutting down there. And then I'll be at the parade on Monday, the Grand Marshal in Racine.
Oh, I'm in the Oak Creek Parade. Nice.
Is that on Monday too?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What you on a float?
I'm walking with Jackson in the Oak Creek Little League part of it.
Very
type
nice.
Deal.
Is that Monday?
With this little
That's
machine,
so nice.
Baseball, pitch,
That's
teammates,
nice.
And so
is that,
forth.
Is that Monday?
July 4th.
Yeah, I'm in Oak Creek Parade, too.
No, you're not.
Nice.
No, you're
I'm with the Girl Scouts.
No, you're not.
With my granddaughter.
That's awesome.
No, you're not.
That's great.
With Bells.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Because he's going to eat the cookies. He ain't going to give it to nobody.
Yeah.
No, man.
He'll be in that walker eating cookies.
That's awesome that you're in the parade, though. Are you messing with me? Are you seriously
in it?
Yeah,
you're supposed to give it away. He's eating cookies.
Is he seriously? Are you serious? Are you
Girl Scouts, man. Troop, whatever they is. I don't know.
Are you seriously in it? Or are you messing with me?
Yeah, my granddaughter.
The Troop.
Yeah, Troop.
Yeah, don't get it wrong. Yeah. Don't. I hope that's the right one.
I don't know if it's right or not. Because you know they had them Troop numbers.
Yeah,
I
got to
find out the Troop number. With the Girl Scouts, man. We're in the Oak Creek Parade.
That's awesome. My That's only good. Complaint about
you and Oak Creek Parade too. You and Oak Creek Parade and Leroy and Oak Creek.
He's in Racine.
I'll be in Racine.
Oh, you're in Racine.
Yeah, but that'll be
Grand Marshal.
Oh, so all of us special. Will be doing stuff.
No parades for me.
Yeah, no parades for AR.
What you say?
He said no parades for me.
No, this guy. What you say?
No, I just say all of us will be doing something that's very nice to, for the community.
My biggest knock on parades right now is lack of marching bands. Oak Creek Parade.
I love the bands.
I feel like my dad now.
They only had one marching band in the Oak Creek Parade. Oak Creek High School.
So
that's it.
Back when I was marching, we marched three parades on July 4th every year.
Very nice.
We'd march Wilson Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Hales Corners.
Okay.
And then we would end in the dreaded Brown Deer Parade.
Yeah.
It'd be like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Was it hot?
Always the hottest parade.
Yeah.
And then there was a big hill, if memory serves correct, in that parade.
You played in
one
you
year
played
we
in the band?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
Smallest guy, biggest drum, bass drum.
Oh, you did?
You did not play the big bass drum.
Like 12
dude.
Years.
Boom, boom, boom.
The small guys are always doing the drums and the tubas.
Yeah.
I was tenor saxophone.
You knew that, man. We always talk about your tuba days. We talked about it.
I know you played the big bass.
Yeah, man. CYO Marching Band. It was the only one.
CYO?
It was the only CYO band left in the country.
Was that Catholic?
We got. Catholic, Christian, whatever.
Yeah, Catholic.
We got invited to play in the Rose Bowl.
Catholic, Christian.
We got invited to the Rose Bowl parade. To play in the Rose Bowl parade. We told them no.
Mm.
Brilliant.
Why?
They didn't want to spend the money. They had no money. Yeah. So marched for a long time. But that's how it was. And back in those days, you'd have a bunch of bands in the parade, and then you'd have judges at one point in the parade that would judge the bands, and then you'd get rewarded for first, second, third place.
Yeah, that was a good old days.
Now these parades I go to, there's like maybe a band marching in a parade, and that's it.
Just a community band.
Yes.
I used to wait for the percussion to come through.
Right, man. Yes. You can hear them coming down the street, and you're like, here they come.
Sparky, if you want to see marching bands in a parade, you should go to the La Crosse Oktoberfest every September. They have tons of marching bands.
I bet you it's a competition.
Coleman's marching band, huge. Onalaska, huge. Central, Logan, Aquinas. They're all in it.
Yeah.
Some guy with a tall hat on at the front doing this.
The drum major. Yeah.
And do a split. I said, oh, mom, you guys just did a split.
To my FAMU?
Yeah, man. Those bands like that.
Rattlers.
Oh, man. I love parades.
Yep. So that's what we're all doing, I guess,
Family
on July
fun.
4th. We're all going to be
Family
in a parade
fun.
Of some sort.
Some sort.
Okay, thanks again to Ty Windisch, Eurostep Podcast, talking Milwaukee Bucks basketball back in the first hour. Thanks to Bart Winkler of the morning show in Milwaukee at 12:50 a.m. The Fan for filling in for me the first hour. Tim Dillard, Brewers pre- and post-game host, Bally Sports Wisconsin, former Brewers pitcher, joined us for his weekly hit
He's
last hour.
Amazing.
And then, of course, Andrew Brandt, always amazing as well. Former Packers executive, SI Sunday 7 newsletter, now on Instagram. He joined us there in the last time. What are you laughing at? You almost spit up what you were drinking.
Go ahead. Andrew said he's on Instagram.
Reels.
He has been out for years.
Hey, whatever. Andrew Brandt's on it now, so tune in. Right.
Shout out to Andrew Brandt.
Wendy's Big Show. We're back at it again tomorrow. Brewers and Rays tonight. Woodruff, Colton Wong return tonight.
Willie.
We'll talk about how those two guys both do. And who will be the leadoff hitter tonight? Will Yelich maintain or will Colton Wong get back in that leadoff spot? We'll talk about it tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. Toodles.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.